Molly Worthen writing at the New York Times yesterday. This is the headline. How to escape from Roy Moore's evangelicalism. Now, I'm reading this and I'm going, wait a minute. Why do you want to escape Roy Moore's evangelicalism? Well, if you read the piece, Worthen basically explains lex credendi, lex orandi, lex vivendi. And I'll explain it a little bit in some detail as I unpack the story, but Worthen's essay is worth reading. Caitlin Scheiss has a sterling evangelical pedigree, she writes. She grew up in an evangelical churches in Colorado and Virginia and graduated from Liberty University before entering Dallas Theological Seminary last year to prepare for a career in the church. But lately she has been frustrated by evangelicals' failure to challenge the prejudice and predation in their midst. Over the course of the week, as Roy Moore, the Republican senatorial candidate in Alabama, faced more allegations of inappropriate sexual conduct with young women. You know, there's something missing here, though. I'm just going to stop right here quickly and add. There's no sexual conduct. That's written incorrectly. Moore's not alleged to have raped anyone or anything of the sort. The worst case that I've heard of would amount to aggressive fondling, if you will. Now, not that there's any excuse for that or for trying to date, if it was true, 14-year-old girls when you're 30. Having said that, no one is alleged. There's no sex here. You can't have a sex scandal if you don't have sex. Anyway. Over the course of the week, as Roy Moore, the Republican senatorial candidate, faced more allegations of inappropriate sexual conduct with young women and teenagers, many evangelicals leapt to his defense. To Ms. Scheiss, this is one more sign that a new ritual has superseded Sunday worship and weeknight Bible studies, a profane devotional practice with immense power to shape evangelicals' beliefs. This liturgy is the nightly consumption of conservative cable news. So why I say this is worth reading, because she hits all the right points. And just as we have talked about here ad nauseum for the last 10 years or so, there's nothing conservative about, if even the word conservative means anything in 2017, and I don't think that it does, there's nothing conservative about Fox News. Matter of fact, what are you people going to do when Rupert Murdoch sells the beast, and he is trying to sell it, and someone comes along and buys it, one of the bigger competitors, I imagine, and then undoes the conservative programming slant that it allegedly has? Mr. Church, please. You're just jealous. Sure I am. There's a commercial that's running on Fox News right now. Here, ask me this question. Mike, if you had a TV station, if the Crusade Channel was Crusade Channel TV, and it kind of is when this show is on, you can watch me on YouTube if you want to suffer through that. And you had TV commercials, would you run a spot that Fox News runs about four times per hour on, I'm trying to recall which of the weight loss systems it is, which has women basically cavorting about nearly naked. And that's the reason why you want to go on his weight loss program so you can appear in public on a beach or at a pool or wherever in a near state of nudity, public undress. But your husband will go like, my husband thinks I'm hot. My husband said I was hot. It's one of those commercials. So in order to keep your hubby around, you go on his diet, strip down to your skivvies, basically, and then get filmed doing it. Well, you got to get tanned, too. Don't forget. Would I run the commercial? And the answer is no, I would not. It's immodest. Immodesty is the least of the concerns with that. But the, quote, conservative, close quote, network has no problem running it. Every other ad on the, quote, conservative, close quote, network, Fox News, also is an ad for Viagra or Levitra or Cialis or one of these other drugs designed to treat ED. Back to Molly Worthen. This liturgy is the nightly consumption of conservative cable news. Liberals love to complain about conservative steady diet of misinformation through partisan media. But Ms. Scheiss's complaint is more profound. Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson aren't just purveyors of distorted news, but high priests of a false religion.